Happy Sabbath. This is Joseph Rodriguez with Truth Be Told, Church of the Living Christ. And here we swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help us God. Amen. Today we're just going to dive straight into the word. Amen. And I just want everyone to know off the rip that God doesn't want any of us to perish or to go to hell. But God will have his witnesses on that day, so we will be without excuse if we don't turn away from our lives of sin. Amen. And we're going to confirm this right away in Deuteronomy 30, 19. And we're going to connect it with Ezekiel 18, 32. And it reads, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring, meaning your children, may live. For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord God. So turn and live. Amen. We see here clearly that God has witnesses before he does what he does according to how we behave while we're here on this earth on the day of judgment. Amen. Because the book of life will be opened and you will be judged according to your deeds. We read that in the book of Revelations. Amen. So once again, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death. God gave you an ultimatum. He set life, a road that leads to life, and a road that leads to destruction, or a road that leads to death. He set before us blessings or curses. Therefore, he's telling us to choose life so that our children may live also. Amen. We could save our children if we choose life. Hallelujah. God says, for I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord God. So turn and live. Turn away from the road that leads to destruction. Turn away from sin, which the wages are of death. Amen. And choose life. Hallelujah. See, Jesus is the key. We must understand also that a Christian, or at least to a Christian, Jesus is our salvation and the key to opening a door that leads to a life with the Almighty God, the Father in heaven. That's why it says this in Colossians chapter 3, verses 17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. No matter what we do on earth as a child of God, we must do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him, his one and only begotten Son. Amen. Everything is through Jesus Christ. There is no salvation but through the Lord Jesus. Amen. And we must understand that Jesus is the cornerstone and the foundation of the whole journey of a Christian on the path to righteousness. Amen. So there's no excuse as a man or woman who claims to follow Jesus not to overcome the lust of the flesh and the things of the world. We can overcome all temptations because he makes a way out. Now, here's even more evidence that we could do all things. Hallelujah. All things means everything. There's not something that's not included. When it's all things, everything's included. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:11 through 13 reads, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry. Both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You know, as children of God, we're going to have ups. We're going to have downs. Our life is going to be like a legit roller coaster. We're not going to really have too much stability, you know. And we must understand that it's okay because all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Once again, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, to abound, which is to be prosperous, and to also suffer need, you know, to be free and to be bound, you know what I'm saying? But We could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter the trial. It doesn't matter the affliction. It doesn't matter the adversary. It doesn't matter anything that comes against you as a child of God. God will give you the strength to get through it. Amen. Now, when we are reborn through the faith in the name of the Son and through baptism of fire and water, we are now children of light, my dear brothers and sisters. And we must live and walk as children of light. Hallelujah. What a blessing it is to be a child of light, to be a light of the Lord, to be a light that represents the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:8. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. Hallelujah. Light is white, it's pure, it's righteous, it's clean, it's holy, it's beautiful. Hallelujah. Listen to what David said himself, a man after God's own heart. David declares, I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. Forever and ever, David says, he trusts in the steadfast love of God. And that's in Psalms 52:8. See, to trust in the Lord is to live in dependence, reliance, and confidence in the Lord. This is the only way to face evil, injustice, and wickedness. You must trust in the Lord with your mind, your body, your heart, your soul. With everything you have, you must trust in the Lord. There's no other way to overcome darkness except by putting our trust in the Lord, who is able and willing, praise God, to intercede and provide the strength needed to make it out of the grip of the enemy's lies. Hallelujah. Because when we are faced with wickedness, injustice, and the evil that comes against us as children of God, let me tell you right now, we are able, because God is willing, to intercede and provide the strength needed to make it out of the grip of the enemy's lies. The enemy told you are unworthy. God could give you the strength to realize that your identity is not based off what the devil says. God already said that you were made in his image. God already said that he gives you dominion over the earth. God already made you his very own child. Hallelujah. And through the strength that he provides us, we are able to overcome those lies that cause our own destructions. We see also in Romans 12:2 that we live out God's will when we change our thoughts to God's thoughts. Rather than living like the world dictates, the world will always pressure us to live sinfully and selfishly. But to live the good life God wants from us requires changing how we behave by changing our thoughts. Hallelujah. We need to change the ways we think, and we need to align them with the will of God that we find in the word that we have been provided through the apostles. Hallelujah, that Jesus has gathered himself for us for these very moments in these trying times. Once again, we see in Romans 12:2 that we live out God's will when we change our thoughts to God's thoughts. Rather than living like the world dictates, or you know how they always try to say, hey, do this or do that. You know what I'm saying? Because the world will always try to pressure us to live a sinful life and to be selfish. But to live the good life God wants from us requires changing how we behave. To change the way you behave is to repent, is to turn from your old way and to live a new way, which is the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. And not only did the apostles go through harsh sufferings for choosing to stick to the truth of God, but they all acknowledged that they would face suffering and afflictions and have many troubles, but they stayed faithful to their own executions. That is the type of faith and obedience that we should have today as children of God. You know, at the end of the day, if we die even for Christ's sake, that's gain. Hallelujah. We have no reason to fear a body of men who could only kill the body but cannot kill the soul and the body in hell for eternity. Amen. We must be bold even against the authorities and the rulers in high places, as those apostles were in the books of Acts in chapter 4, when they said, "Why I will not shut up. Who am I going to fear? You who could only kill the body, or God who could kill the body and the soul in hell for eternity?" We must have that same boldness. The righteous are bold as a lion, the Bible says. Today's your time to be as bold as a lion. Today is a moment you can have to show the Lord that you are willing to be bold as a lion, that you are worthy to be called a good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Do not be scared. Do not be in fear or in dread of them. For the Lord your God is with you everywhere you go. The Bible says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall not fear, for the rod of the Lord is with me." Hallelujah. And God could shut the lion's mouth. The lion was sent to devour Daniel by the government in those times, which was through kings and queens. And the government's lions or weapons that were formed against a child of God did not prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and no tongue that rises against, in every tongue, excuse me, that rises up against you in any form of judgment shall be stilled. Basically, God's gonna grab that tongue in the midst of its slander, in the midst of its backbiting, in the midst of its lies against you, in the midst of its false witness against you, and it's going to steal it right then and there. You have to have faith in God. Hallelujah. You have to have trust in God that he's going to see you through, that he will make a way out. Hallelujah. Like he's done through and through all of the brothers and sisters we see and we read about in the Holy Word of God. Now, once again, not only did the apostles go through hard sufferings for choosing to stick to the truth of God, but they all acknowledged that they would face suffering and affliction and have many trouble, and stayed faithful till their own execution. And let me tell you, these apostles went through hell. They were chased around like cattle. They were tossed around like garbage. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible says in other scriptures that they were the scum of the earth, the garbage of the world. They were a spectacle to people. They were like, nobody saw them as nothing. When you looked at an apostle, you saw trash. You understand? And that's the same energy that the apostles are receiving today. When a man of God preaches the truth, he's looked at like trash, a spectacle. You know what I'm saying? So understand that history repeats itself, and the things are the same as they were yesterday, today. We are living in a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. You understand that lawlessness was what was destroyed, and it came back and is now abounding like never before. The Bible says in some places it will be better off yet for them than it would have been for Sodom and Gomorrah, meaning it's going to be worse for this generation, for they have committed worser crimes. They have rebelled worser and more against God than any nation in any generation has ever rebelled against God in the whole history and record that we find in the Holy Bible. That is crazy to me. That is crazy. We need to wake up, church. We need to wake up to the truth of God, and we need to save ourselves. The Bible says to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. You need to be fearful that if you do not obey God, you will suffer the consequences, because God is a justiful God, and you will reap what you sow. Amen. Now, Jesus confirms that what he tells us is possible himself. And we read that in Matthew 19:26. "But Jesus beheld their thoughts and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but if they will forsake all things for my sake," if they just give up everything for me and in my name, "with whatever things I speak, they will be possible." Amen. If you trust God, if you trust his son, Jesus Christ the Lord, your Savior, and you forsake all things and you trust in him even over the government, and you put him first over everything, everything that he said that will happen if you did that will become possible. Amen. Now, if it's really God's power working in a man or woman, the evidence will be overcoming the world and not conforming to the patterns in it. Amen. Because we get confirmation that it's supposedly his power giving us the power to do it to begin with. And I promise he is more than able to help us overcome anything because he's almighty. Amen. So if you're not overcoming, then you're not moving in the power of God. And that's okay as long as you're dedicated and ready to obey his word through the holy apostle treading the grain for you and start obeying what you're taught to manifest that power for yourself. Because God's obedience to his holy word is what activates the holy power we need to overcome the darkness in our lives that are stalking us and pressing us and oppressing us today. Amen. Now let's confirm with the word of God. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power. Hallelujah. To do what pleases him. It is God, once again, who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. And to work. Look at that. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Praise God. Wow. God's power is what's helping us overcome everything and helping us please him with our bodies. Because the Bible says to offer your body as a holy sacrifice pleasing to the Lord. So, you know, it's the power that we get through obeying his word that helps us please him. Hallelujah. His word, ironically, doesn't tell us to be anything but perfect or holy. Amen. Because it's possible in Jesus' name. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Matthew 5:48. Once again, through Jesus is the only way to experience that power, grace, and fellowship of the Holy Ghost. So to spice up today's message, because the days are short, let's dive into the first letter of John. Amen. And we will stop at the end of the first letter. And next week, we will pick up on the second letter. Amen. Let's dive into some more deeper things of the Lord. Amen. This is the first letter of John. Hallelujah. It's time to get some steak. Hallelujah. This is a beautiful part of a Sabbath day teaching when you get to receive treasure, Bible treasures. Hallelujah. Revelation. First letter of John, verse 1. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life, because the word of God gives life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Amen. Eternal life was with the Father and was manifested to us through Jesus Christ. Verse 3, what we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. They're telling us in verse 3 that they're sharing the same news that they got so that we could have the same relationship that they have with the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4, these things we write so that our joy may be made complete. Amen. Praise God. Verse 5, this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. There is no evil. There is no wickedness. God is pure. God is holy. That's why he wants us to be pure, and he wants us to be holy so we could reflect him like good children, like father, like son. Hallelujah. Now let's continue. Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. We only practice the truth of God when we have no darkness in us while claiming to be a child of light. You see what I'm saying? And I broke that down to you guys earlier, that we cannot fool God. We can only fool ourselves. The instructions are for everybody. We either choose to follow them or we don't. And we're either fooling ourselves because we cannot fool God. So if we are claiming to be children of light, the only way to be practicing the truth of that statement would be to actually abstaining from darkness and wickedness and abstaining from the patterns of the world and not conforming to the image or the beast system. Amen. So once again, if we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we are liars and do not practice the truth. It's a lie. You're lying to yourself if you say you have a relationship with God, but you are sinning. It's impossible. You're only fooling yourself. Snap out of that in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke that thought right now in the holy presence of the Lord God right now in the midst of this message. We rebuke it. Hallelujah. May that go back to hell where it belongs. That's a lie. You must give up everything. You must obey God. You must live a sinless life and you must follow the commandments in order to have a legit relationship with God and to actually be practicing the truth that's found in the word of God. Amen. 7. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So when we walk in the light as he himself is in the light and we practice righteousness, amen, the blood of Jesus is now activated over our life and cleanses us from the curse that we are stuck with from the first Adam who brought death into the world and condemnation. Amen. So to walk into the light is to also be washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. What a beautiful thing it is to not only accept a chance to treat God better and to live for him, but to also know that by doing that, which is not even a burden, cleanses us from the curse that would have caused us to die for eternity. But instead, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have a chance to eternal life. Amen. And that is found in the children of God who walk in light and righteousness and practice holiness, who are practicing the truth of God daily. Amen. Verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. So when we think that we don't need to walk in God's love and to receive Jesus Christ because we're good, we have to understand that without the blood of Jesus Christ, we all fall short of the grace of God because we're cursed through the first Adam. He brought death and condemnation one more time. So you have to accept that you are a sinner because of that, and you need to receive Jesus Christ so that his blood, could wash those sins. Amen. And you could have a chance to have a reconciliated relationship with the Almighty God and live for him so you can receive and inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. It's really not that hard to understand. We are all sinners and we are all in need of a savior. When we receive Jesus Christ, his blood washes us from all those sins that condemned us and severed our relationship with God. We are now made new, born again, and given life, and we must abstain from those things that once cursed us so we could stay clean and guard our crowns, because we could lose our crowns, and we want to win the race. We want to finish the race in victory. Hallelujah. So once again, verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So once again, most people use these scriptures to continue in sin because they don't understand the Bible. They haven't had it rightly divided for them, and it's not their fault. We cannot hate those people and we cannot judge those people. We need to preach and teach and reach those people with the love of Christ and the truth of his word. Amen. And we need to explain to them that once again, we all fall short of the grace of God because Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, and through Adam came death and condemnation to all men and women. Our relationship with God was severed. We were all doomed to death for eternity. But he made a way out for us through his son, Jesus Christ. And when he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, it was finished. He became the perfect sacrifice. because there's no sacrifice without blood. So his blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It basically lifts the curse. You know, it pays the debt, the eternal debt that we would have had to pay without his blood. Amen. But now that we're made new, without stain and without blemish, we are to keep our garments clean. And we're supposed to stay on the path of righteousness. And we're not supposed to fall again and recreate the event that happened in the garden. We can't eat the apple again. We should have learned, you know, and been grateful enough that we had another way out to stay away from every apple that, you know, is the candy of our eye, you know, and trust God that it's not worth it at the end of the day. Amen. So we have to guard our crowns. We have to protect our salvation with fear and trembling. You know, if you have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, it's probably because you could lose it. You could probably lose your salvation, and that's why someone would tremble and be in fear in the thought of their own salvation alone. Amen. So guard your salvation and work it out with fear and trembling. And don't let no one mislead you or misguide you, because the Bible says there are many false prophets who are already in the world, working in the world. There are many antichrists in the world. And we're gonna go dive into the antichrist also, probably next week with the second, maybe the third letter of John, because it reveals mysteries of the antichrist that I would love to reveal with you guys and teach you guys about. So we'll get there eventually. But once again, we must understand that we all fall short of the grace of God. We all have to come to Christ. There's no way to the Father except through Jesus Christ. We have to accept him as Lord and Savior, confess with our mouth, believe with our heart that he rose from the dead on the third day, that he was crucified on the cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. We receive his grace, and we receive our cleansing through the blood he shed it. And we now choose to live a life dedicated to him and following the will of God. Amen. And that's what it is to be a child of light. Hallelujah. I pray today that you guys have been blessed by this word. I pray today that you guys choose life. I pray today you guys choose blessings over curses. Hallelujah. Because God told us to turn from these things so we can live, dear God. And I pray right now that you guys are strengthening your spirit just from hearing the truth of God. I pray that you guys gain a hunger and a thirst to receive more and more revelation and mysteries revealed in these end times, in these trying times, because we are in the end. Russia is ready to, start preparing on some major, you know, full-scale war, things against America and Russia also, and just the global warming, the smoke, you know, toxic air all around the world, fires, earthquakes in diverse places, kingdom against kingdom, nation rising against nation, you know what I'm saying, and nuclear Armageddon approaching, and knowing that the God is going to cut the day short so that people could even be saved, because it's going to get so crazy, and people are going to start wilding like, you know, like savages that they are, that he's going to have to cut the day short, unless everyone's going to be, all humanity is going to be killed. You know, how other way would that be possible except through nuclear Armageddon? Obviously, we're approaching nuclear war day by day. So we're getting close to the end of the world, and we need to be in the word of God, because that's what's going to keep us. That's what's going to save us. That's what's going to protect us. That's what's going to help us get through these times. And that's what's going to give us hope, confidence, and in the future, that after all that stuff and all this madness, that we have eternal life in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ and the Father God in heaven. Amen. So y'all stay blessed in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that you guys receive some revelation tonight. Dear God, I ask that you bless these homes of everyone that's listening. And I pray also that you continue to open doors for them, dear God, and continue to open their hearts and melt the wax on their hearts that's causing them to be hindered in your truth, dear God. We break those chains right now, dear God. We break all generational curses, all hexes. We snatch everything that the devil stole from these precious children, and we give it back to them right now, dear God. We give all their clothes back, and we would like to see them clothes in their right mind, in Jesus' name, right now. Hallelujah. We declare it. We confess it. Amen. You brothers and sisters, stay safe. Happy Sabbath. I'll talk to you guys next weekend. God bless.